All right. As far as the injuries go, Abdullah has a foot contusion, but should be okay as we go forward. Eric Berry has an ankle sprain. Jabal Charles has a high ankle sprain, and then Cyrus Gray has a foot strain. It looks like he should be heading in the right direction. And then De'Anthony Thomas has a hamstring strain, but should be able to work himself back in this week. We'll just see how he does once we get to Wednesday there. As far as the game goes, it was a hard-fought game. I was proud of the effort that the players put forward. There were some real good things that we did. There's some things that we can do better. I think that's what I'm most optimistic about is that the guys battle like crazy, and we have room for improvement. And with that attitude, with the attitude of this football team, the personality that they're building there together, it gives you an opportunity for success. I'll just reiterate a couple of things. One of the things is the job that John Dorsey's done on bringing players in here, and through all the different realms that you can build a team with, as far as the draft and free agency and so on, so trades. You look at the job that Parker did as an example, who's been working in a corner, and then we ask him to step in at safety and virtually plays the whole game at safety, and I thought did a nice job there. Jay Howard, the job that he did. Vickerson coming in after just a few days here. Ryan Harris stepping in tackle. These are guys that are good quality football players that as they get more used to our system, in a couple cases here, will even be better. But anyways, that helps to be able to compete when you have a few injuries. I thought from a football standpoint, I thought the third down differential was important in this game. Defensively, we held them 3 of 8, 3 for 8 on third downs, and on the other side of that, we were able to make 11 out of 16 there. We've got to do a better job, obviously, in the red zone. Both teams struggled a little bit down in there, but we've got to do a better job down there of scoring. When you have the ball first and goal at the 4, you got to make sure you get that in. I take, again, responsibility for that. And then, Cairo, I know Cairo's taking a little heat right now. He's a young guy that they'll continue to get better here. There's some things that he can do just mechanically that to fix his issue there with the consistency. He'll do that and get himself back on track. None of us have lost trust in him as a kicker, so we just got to make it a little bit more consistent. With that, the time's yours.
So, Andy, Charles' timetable, is it looking
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't look to be, and these things take time. But it doesn't look to be a real severe one. But it does have the component of a high ankle sprain. So we'll just, what does that mean? We'll see. We'll see what happens here.
Could you talk about having trust in Cairo Santos? How would you categorize his confidence level right now?
Yeah, well, he hasn't missed many field goals in his time, so this is a new experience for him, and I would probably compare it to a batter in baseball. That sometimes you get into a funk as a kicker, and you got to work your way out of it. And he's hitting it here early. He figures it out and works it out. He'll have a nice long career, steady career. So, and you got to be able to do that as a kicker. Sometimes that ball's going to look real small. Sometimes it's going to look real big, and so you've got to work through those things.
How much does this kind of change the role that Mal Davis is now going to play? Can you carry the same kind of load that Jamal Charles did for this offense?
Well, I don't think it would change much from what you saw yesterday. There'd be that that type of he was involved in a lot of different areas, I guess, to the best answer your question. I'm not saying number of carries or any of that, but just you saw him go in and, you know, play a few different roles there from his spot. But
with regards to the red zone, it's two games where you guys are really struggling down there. Is it execution, play calling, combination of everything?
Yeah, I'll take responsibility for that. I've got to make sure I put the guys in a better position to, you know, to score touchdowns. So we'll work on that.
Is there certain things you want to see from the team, maybe from the line or from certain players, or do you have trust in them?
No, that's not it. I'll take responsibility for that.
With moving Parker to safety, you have two safeties on your roster. Are they just not familiar enough with the scheme?
Well, he would probably tell you that's his natural position, Parker would, but he's not bad at corner either. So we've had him learn that position because, you know, we want to put who we consider the, you know, best players out there as often as we possibly can. Even if it means switching positions, we do it with the offensive line, the same type of thing. So moving guys from guard to tackle or tackle to guard. So that's why he's out there. Yeah.
Good program impressions of the offensive line from yesterday. You already mentioned third down, but also time of possession, control most of the clock. What were your impressions of the
performance? Yeah, well, I thought they did a nice job. I thought they played good physical football, both in the run and the pass game. Is there room to improve? Absolutely. I mean, I'd tell you that about all of us. We've got a ton of room to improve here. So, but they're playing a little bit better as a unit, and that's important with that position. I think every game that they have an opportunity to play together, they'll improve in that area.
What about Zach Bolton in particular? I mean, he's a young guy, obviously, but where's he?
I missed which player?
Zach,
yeah. Zach's getting he's getting better every chance he has to get out there. He's, you know, some of these looks are new looks for him. But he's for a rookie, he's doing a pretty good job right now.
First game without Derek Johnson, how would you assess James Michael Johnson and Josh Malaga, how they did yesterday against Malaga?
Yeah, I thought for the most part they did a good job. Early there might have been a couple things in there, but I thought they had good communication. They set the front well. I thought they played physical football. They tackled well. I think early they kind of settled themselves in and played pretty good.
Marcus Cooper's obviously first game yesterday, got targeted on that first play, but after that responded pretty well.
Yeah, that was probably the perfect call for that coverage that we had on, you respect Peyton for being able to put you in positions like that. So they got us. They got Coop on that one, but he came back and I thought did well after that.
Andy, what were you guys able to do defensively? Because you eliminated the amount of times Denver had the ball. They only had twice in the second half, and then you only had one explosive play to give up in the second half. What were you guys able to do defensively?
Yeah, well, probably the best thing is you keep them off the field the best way you possibly can. So they didn't have a ton of plays that second half on the field. Then we were able to get pressure on Peyton, which is a tough thing to do. And when I say when you get pressure on the quarterback, that kind of encompasses everybody. That's your coverage doing a good job. That's your front doing a good job. So I thought guys stepped up. We had a nice little rotation going there. Guys were fresh throughout the game. And, But again, I'm telling you this, and we can even do better, right? So in this thing you count the wins. That's what you count, and so we didn't win the game, but and so that in all areas here we can get better.
A couple more guys, Coach. Aaron Fisher was lined up on Mark Square for most of the game. What were your thoughts on his performance and just his development over the first couple of games?
Yeah, I thought he did a nice job. again, he'll be able to go back against a top-notch pass rusher in pass rush situations and go back and analyze his performance and see where he can even do a better job there. But again, you're talking about one of the real good pass rushers in this league. So, and I thought he did a nice job. He didn't worry much about the left side there.
Anything else?
You chose to defer and put Peyton Manning and that offense on the field first. What was that decision based on?
Well, I knew we were going to have a 23-play drive in the second half. I wish. So, I mean, the obvious answer is there. They got points and we didn't, your studies will show you the teams that have deferred for whatever reason. And mainly it comes back to that first drive in the second half, have a better win percentage. So I've always been one that took the ball, to start the game, but the studies over the last few years have shown the opposite there. And I'm sure exactly of the reason, other than that, your first drive opportunity, knowing what rhythm the opponent's in, and being able to come out and try to take advantage of that.
That's the first time do you remember the last time you deferred?
I've deferred every game since after the first preseason game, I believe it was. We just haven't won the toss.
All right. Okay.